This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Bla. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan calls upon the youth of Nagaland to actively participate in national service and contribute to nation building. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma is Meghalaya's longest chief minister in continuous term as MDA government completes 8 years in office. Budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly begins in Itanagar. 7 bills, including Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2026, introduced in the House. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan yesterday called upon the youth of Nagaland to actively participate in national service and contribute to nation building, stating that a Viksit Nagaland will play an important role in achieving a Viksit Bharat. Addressing the 8th convocation ceremony of Nagaland University at Lumami in Zuneboto district, the Vice President emphasized that unity remains India's greatest strength despite its vast diversity. He also highlighted the transformative infrastructural development and peace initiatives with in the northeastern region over the past decade under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Referring to the Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority Agreement, he noted that peace and cooperation are crucial for the overall development of the state. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan arrived in Aizawl yesterday on a 2-day visit to Mizoram, marking its maiden visit to the state since assuming office as the Vice President. Today, the Vice President will attend the 20th convocation of Mizoram University at the MZU Multipurpose Hall. On his arrival, he was received at Lengpui Airport by the Governor V.K. Singh and Minister for Higher and Technical Education Dr. Balthlana. At Lok Bhavan, he was welcomed by Chief Minister Laldu Homa, Home Minister K. Sabdanga, along with other ministers and senior government officials. A cultural program was organized in his honor in the evening at the circular lawn at Lok Bhavan. After attending the program in Mizoram, the Vice President will leave for Tripura. The Meghalaya Democratic Alliance government has completed 8 years in office yesterday, and a grand program titled Our Magnificent Meghalaya Vision 2032 was held at the PA Sangma Sports Complex in Tura. The 8th anniversary of the MDA government also marks Conrad K. Sangma as the longest chief minister in continuous term in the state. The program was led by the chief minister and attended by Assembly Speaker Thomas A. Sangma, Deputy Chief Ministers Preston Tinsong and Snyaw Bhalangdhar, besides ministers, MLAs and officials. On the occasion, the government initiatives including CM Scholarship Scheme, Farm Plus, Green Meghalaya Plus and Focus Plus, CM Elevate Homestay Mission were highlighted, with beneficiaries sharing their experiences. In his address, Sangma highlighted Meghalaya's economic growth and fiscal discipline, making the state India's second fastest growing state, while stressing for unity, teamwork and continued commitment to sustainable development. The budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly began in Itanagar yesterday. 7 bills, including the Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Fire and Emergency Services Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Salaries, Allowances and Pensions of Members of Legislative Assembly Amendment Bill 2026, and the Arunachal Pradesh Transfer and Posting of Employees of Education Department Regulation and Management Bill 2026 were introduced in the House. The Legislative Assembly also confirmed the constitution of an Assembly Committee to study measures to strengthen protection of wildlife and human-wildlife conflict in the state. The committee will be led by an MLA and will submit its report to the Speaker for further discussion in the Assembly. The budget session of the Tripura Legislative Assembly will commence on the 13th of this month. A total of 9 days has been fixed for the budget session, which will conclude on the 25th of this month. The calendar for the session was finalized by the Business Advisory Committee. The session will begin with the Governor's address, to be followed by a discussion on paying a tribute to the late Assembly Speaker Vishwabandhu Sen. On the 16th of this month, Finance Minister Pranajit Singh Roy will present the budget for the financial year 2026-27, along with the revised budget for the year 2025-26. Some bills, like the Tripura University of Health Sciences Bill, Technical University Bill and Women's University Bill, will be introduced in the House. After discussions on the budget, the House is scheduled to pass the budget on the 25th of this month. In Meghalaya, a day-long second stakeholder consultation meeting on the Himalayan Agroecology Initiative was held at the State Convention Center in Shillong yesterday, bringing together policymakers, experts and representatives from various organizations to discuss on sustainable agriculture in the Himalayan region. The consultation was organized with the support from international partners and focused on finalizing the Himalayan Agroecology Roadmap for Sustainable Food Systems in the Indian Himalayan region. Addressing the meeting, Agriculture Secretary Isa Wanda Lalu highlighted the importance of climate resilient farming practices and stronger support for farmers. She also stressed on collaboration with research institutions and greater engagement with grassroots farming committees across Meghalaya. Tripura Forest Minister Animesh Debbarma said that the state government is placing special emphasis on developing bamboo-based industries to strengthen the state's economy. He made the remarks while inaugurating a bamboo value chain development workshop on bamboo industry at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala yesterday. The minister said the initiative is a significant strategic step aimed at transforming Tripura's bamboo sector into a market-oriented and climate-sensitive value chain. He noted that bamboo also plays an important role in the state's tourism sector, with bamboo-based resorts increasingly attracting tourists. Emphasizing the need to boost bamboo cultivation, the minister called upon entrepreneurs to come forward and establish more bamboo-based industries by utilizing modern technology. As part of the preparatory activities for Census 2027, a meeting was convened with the deputy commissioners and principal census officers of the districts and officials of the Directorate of Census Operations in Shillong yesterday. Chaired by State Nodal Officer for Census, Dr. Pooja Pandey, participants were briefed on the various components of the census. During the presentation, emphasis was laid on the timeline for the house listing operations. The self-enumeration process will be carried out from the 1st to the 15th of May, followed by the house-to-house house listing operations from the 16th of May to the 14th of June 2026. Preparations for the training of census functionaries at different levels were also discussed. The state nodal officer stressed that effective coordination among all stakeholders will be essential to ensure the successful conduct and completion of the census. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Debbarma yesterday said that under the PM Vishwakarma scheme, opportunities have been created for people associated with various professions to get training, credit assistance, modern equipment and connection with the market system. He said this while inaugurating a one-day awareness camp organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Government of India, at the Panchayati Raj Training Centre in Ambasa, Dhalai District. Artisans were provided with detailed information about the benefits of the project. Many artisans, small entrepreneurs and officials of the concerned departments participated in this camp. The 11th Arunachal Film Festival began at TNZ Cinemas Itanagar yesterday. Organized by the Information and Public Relations Department, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, the three-day festival is featuring storytelling sessions, panel discussions, workshops and interactions with filmmakers and artists participating from across the region. The event aimed to promote emerging voices from the Northeast, especially talents from Arunachal Pradesh, providing a platform to showcase creativity. And before we close the headlines, once again, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan calls upon the youth of Nagaland to actively participate in national service and contribute to nation building. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma is Meghalaya's longest Chief Minister in continuous term as NDA government completes 8 years in office. Budget session of the 8th Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly begins in Itanagar. 7 bills, including Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2026, introduced in the House. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.